Hey, this is Jesse Stroop, mortgage banker here in the San Francisco, Greater Bay Area, California. It's been a little while since I've been on this, but what got me going back on Anchor here is the fact I got an email saying that we can turn this into a podcast, radio station style app that we can use to advertise our services and help. So I've been a mortgage banker, just kind of getting things back going, and I've been a mortgage banker for the last 12 years. I help families with residential homes. I can help with purchasing of a home or refinancing of a family's current home. So my hashtag is mortgage success, and that's exactly what I want to do for families and just bring you a level of success to understand the mortgage process and just try to make it as clear and transparent and easy as possible. With my 12 years of being into this game of the mortgage industry, I do still see a lot of fly-by-night mortgage lenders, per se, a lot of laziness, I guess, or just unwilling to look for the client's best situation or best scenario for them and just kind of shoving things into the pipeline and see if they stick and close. And so I will start being on here more often, just bringing mortgage loan tips of the different programs, conventional loans, FHA loans, VA, purchase and refinance loans, credit tips, and just different things that really help debunk or demyth a lot of the rumors in the mortgage industry. As you already know, the mortgage industry is really side by side with the real estate community, and it goes hand in hand. And I think that's where a lot of the frustrations happen, that people and families are generally in large ran by myths and rumors and tips from other people in their sphere. So, you know, you have a husband and a wife or a single individual looking to get into a home, and they, you know, they go and look for their friends and family and they get tips from them and how they should move forward in getting a home. And so this is kind of a double-edged sword statement here. They fell forward, which is a good process. I think everybody fails forward, but with the biggest purchase of your life generally, and you're kind of pulled in many different ways, and with the introduction of the internet over the years and the constant introduction of processes and blogs and mortgage tips from and real estate tips from both sides of the industry of real estate and mortgage, I feel that people get lost in this process, and they might be reading mortgage guidelines that are 6 years old, and they're not even realizing that it is 6 years old. They don't even realize that mortgage guidelines are updated on a monthly basis. And a lot of people just assume mortgage lenders are scum, and they kind of have the salesmanship or sales used car salesman attitude. And unfortunately, there's still some people in the industry like this, but with the introduction of mandatory licensing from 2010, it's been able to filter a lot of those kind of people out of the mortgage side. But a lot of those people got into the real estate side because, in large, anybody can go get a real estate license, and there's not a lot of regulations or restrictions on the real estate community. So that's where I'm at. I just want to try to provide as much transparency to the process, talk about the pros and cons, and just do kind of what I do best: tell the truth, be transparent. You may not like it, the client may not like it, but you know it's the truth, and it's going to give you the best benefit. So I'm Jesse. I hope this message serves you well, and I will talk to you soon. most of my messages, this is Jesse Stroup, sorry, door there. This is Jesse Stroup, mortgage banker, mortgage professional, I like to call myself. But most of the scenarios that I share are right after I get off the phone with clients or trying to work a deal that I am experiencing the hurdles. I think one of the biggest issues with the consumers, normal everyday people, is they're under so many different ideologies and myths and tips and blog information that they read and stories that are passed down from mom and dad and the neighbor and the uncle and the brother, etc. So my message today about pre-approvals versus a full approval. With my company, we're actually able to get you fully approved. There's not too many many companies out there that do the underwriting first. And this is one of the reasons why you end up going through these nightmares or hearing about these finance nightmares on the 11th hour when you think you're going to get ready to sign for your home loan. And so on the typical mortgage process, what ends up happening to get pre-approved is you, the customer, submit your mortgage application along with the paperwork to the loan officer. The loan officer then goes through the mortgage application, makes sure everything is filled out accurately and appropriately, and then with the client's personal and financial information, they get that submitted, and they have to run something called desktop underwriting, or DU. And what DU is a systematic program. It's a computer program that after you get everything filled out per the loan system, you hit a couple buttons and it makes sure that the client's loan meets the standards of Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae. Now, the thing with that is you can manipulate the mortgage application. You can put in assets that the borrowers may not have or do not have yet in order to get an approved eligible. And so that's what we're always looking for. After we run DU, it spits out in a findings. And you have approved ineligible, which means that there's a decline or the clients are not meeting guidelines. Or what we all look for is the approved eligible. So again, it's a machine, it's a dummy, it spits out what it reads. So you can put in assets, you can put in different things. So the message for today is, what is truly a pre-approval worth versus a fully approved loan? Not too many mortgage companies do this, but with my company, we turn it backwards and we do the underwriting up front first. So we still do the upfront process. We fill out the online application, submit the paperwork, and we still run DU. But where we continue, and this is where other mortgage companies stop, is after they run DU, they kick out the pre-approval letter and that's it. And then once you get into contract, that's when your loan goes into underwriting for the final showdown. With us, we run the desktop underwriting system, and then we move forward and actually submit the purchase deal. This is usually for just purchases, but we submit the purchase deal into underwriting. And that way the underwriter actually sees the deal. They underwrite it as like they're just doing their normal run of the day stuff. And they are able to submit or send out to the client a full approval or denial based on whatever findings they have. So that's really what you as a customer want. It lowers your stress, it lowers the headache, and it helps you go into the marketplace with full confidence. You have an approval letter, and that way all you need to do is focus on getting into a purchase contract.